Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Tony Two Nuts. Tess Sansonetti.
What?
I was trying to give you a fucking nickname that you always
do. Don't think.
All right, what's yours? What's your nickname? Go. Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Tony the Tortoise.
Santinetti. Why Tony the Tortoise? Why not Tony the Tiger?
Because it's a fucking shitty brand name, dude.
How about Tony the Toenail Clipper? That'd be like your gangster name. Oh, that's the old toenail clip of Tony. But it really means like you break people's feet or some shit.
The toenail clipper.
Yeah. See, that's cool. You were out mad at first. Like, oh, fuck, a toenail clipper? Well, just eat meatballs, clip the toenails?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's neat. Might be like fucking like something like a Polly the fucking rat or some shit like that. I'd have a bad name.
Yeah.
Let's see. Polly the pocket. I'm like, son of a bitch, it follows me everywhere.
Polly the deformed albino mouse.
No, I feel like it's got to be almost alliterative or something.
Right.
Whoa, that was mean.
Polly the hunchback possum.
Yeah, that's close. You're getting close to the alliteration. I'm not sure where the hunchback's coming from.
Paul the elephant man porcupine.
They'd be like, maybe they'd call me like Polly Poppins.
Polly Poppins.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
All right, how you been, man? What you been up to?
You know what I've been up to, man. Just chilling.
Yeah, you got some days off coming up.
Oh,
you excited? Oh,
yeah, I'm going to go get some wood.
As you usually do on your days
off. Yeah, as one does on their days off, you go and collect different specimens of wood to build stupid little shit.
Oh, I thought you were talking about hard dick.
No.
Just going to go cruise around and get some wood.
Talking about white oak, bitch.
Lips or hips, bitch. Hop in. I'm Tony Toenail Clipper.
God damn it. Cash, grass, or ass.
You're selling weed for some. Yeah. You're driving around, going to people walking like, hey, cash, grass, or ass, huh?
Anyone?
Let me see an ass or give me some marijuana.
Nah, I'll just walk, you fat fuck. Get on.
Weren't you watching
it?
Some fucking weird video about some dude like saying that marijuana was a racist term?
Oh, yeah. There was a fucking. It was making fun of a video that. Shit. It was like. Fucking a.
Marijuana.
BuzzFeed, I think.
That was a BuzzFeed video that they're making fun of?
They're making fun of a BuzzFeed video that, yeah, the guy was like, the word marijuana is a negative stereotype, and it's insulting to even say.
And it was, he basically said it was racist. I think he said it was racist.
Oh, no, for sure.
So, wait, that was from BuzzFeed's website? Like, that's like one of their fucking vloggers?
Yeah, one of their little vloggers.
Vlogger, yeah.
They're vlogger journalists.
Ugh. Hey, what fucking hot, like, topic thing can we put in a headline, basically? That's
Well, they ran out of ideas 6 months after they launched.
That bums me the fuck
out. It's weird. Oh, also, they make fun of MTV. MTV does some really weird, like, backwards-ass, like, super, super fucking liberal, just sort of, like, making vile shit where there's no vile shit.
Right.
Quit throwing up peace signs. You're offending all of us.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what?
That happened right around the dreadlocks thing, right?
I mean, it's anything. It's
where,
crazy.
Like this like white dude has dreadlocks and like this a black girl comes up to him and says that she's offending. They're in a college, like it's from a security camera, and like he's offensive and stuff, and that he should cut his hair and shit like that.
Oh, and he's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's like, I just like the hairstyle and stuff. Like it's like I saw a tweet today. It's like, I can't wait until Generation Y and millennials have kids and their kids are yelling at them for saying the word doggo because it's racist now. I was like, that's incredible. Oh, I saw another one where it was fucking Leia. I think someone that listens to the show, I can't remember who it is, but it's Leia and she's like, Luke, the fucking the Empire just committed a terrorist attack against Alderaan and blew it up with the Death Star. And he's like, man, fucking, what's the thoughts and prayers, dog? Like, I hope everything's good. You know, all the positive energy's going towards you. She's like, that thoughts and prayers aren't going to be enough, Luke. What are we going to do? And it's like, Luke updated his profile with a temporary picture, and it's the rebel sign.
Yeah.
I want to shout out that dude's Twitter name.
But what are we going to do?
That made me laugh so fucking hard, man. That was so funny.
Updated his Facebook with a temporary background.
But I mean, like, yeah, like, I don't know.
I know, like, stand with France.
Yeah, I had a French one, I believe. No, I didn't. I can't remember. No, it was the shit.
Was it like a National Burrito Day flag or something?
No. It was the like when gay marriage, like to celebrate gay marriage. You had the rainbow one?
Yeah, the multicolors.
Yeah, I did that one. Did you do that one?
I didn't do any of them.
Really? God, you're so cool.
Yeah. I'm about to delete it, dude. I just read it. I have no information on this subject.
Hold on. It's at BenBroke33. Robots1 is his name. But yeah, at BenBroke33. Yeah, that dude's funny. He tweets us a lot.
All right, robots.
Yeah, he wants us to do the Johnny Depp Sherlock Holmes next week for Testatoni.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we should do that. All right, anyways, what were you about to say? You're about to delete what?
I might delete my Facebook, dude. Like, I read about a huge fucking breach in privacy that Mark Robot fucking, you know, Cyborg Zuckerberg.
Wow, that was a lot in there.
Just kind of fucking.
That was a big sandwich you just made.
Yeah.
Big word sandwich. That was like a melt sandwich of words.
I like melt and I'm fat.
Cyber Robot Hacker.
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. Ah, there it is.
Say Zucker twice, bro.
Where's that fucking, where's that end of that bun? There it is. I found it.
Sometimes I start a sentence, sir, and it finds itself along the way.
Nice. Yeah, you're all about the journey. You're a journeyman. Anyway, So there's a security breach in the FB.
Well, no, like pretty much Facebook admitted to giving out like full amounts of consumer data to political analyst polls to build different, pretty much what House of Cards is about, where that hacker finds like phrases and fucking like builds the narrative for the campaign to control it.
Yeah.
And it's illegal because he steals info to get it, or it takes info most people wouldn't let him have.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Same exact thing Robot Zuckerberg did. He's like, the more data I collect, the more human I feel. He's, and like, it's him as Data from fucking Star Trek.
Oh, that would have been awesome if it was Brainiac, because Brainiac's all about collecting races. Like, he destroys planets but takes one city, so he's the only one that can know about it. That's the coolest villain ever.
Hey, it would be cooler that way.
Yeah, all right, man.
That meme, then.
You could just fucking talk to me. You don't have to fucking just shove everything in the dirt. All right,
shove you in the dirt.
Do you have any other cool news about your life and stuff? People like to keep up with you.
What do you have in your life?
What do you mean?
What's new in your life?
No, I wasn't saying that being mean. I was just asking. I always ask you about what's going on.
Yeah, but it's like just to like mock it.
No, not at all. What do you mean?
I could say I fucking made something out of clay. You go, probably a big dildo for your gaping butt.
I do that off the podcast, not on it, man. I genuinely like to. I was like, hey, well, talk about your little pallet business. Fucking Akron's,
I hate it.
Akron's weird little golem or whatever it's called.
Yep, there's just, when you say words, they come with an air of pricky arrogance and looking down upon from their ivory tower.
What's your website? Woody Goblin?
Woody Goblin? I so want to smack you in the fucking mouth. That made me like Red Hot Man.
Smeagol makes.
I'm fucking blood red angry, dude.
He is, yeah. He's steaming.
I'm BRA, bro.
Is that blood red angry?
Yeah.
I'm bra.
I'm brawing right now.
Oh, dang. Should have rethought that acronym.
What was it? Woody Goblin?
Yeah, Woody Goblin. That's pretty good.
I hate you.
I kind of like that.
It's what someone in the future, hello, if I became famous, would make fun of me with.
Welcome to Woody Goblin. Would you like some pallet coasters?
That'd be me working the counter.
Oh, I just want to shove one up your ass.
A pallet coaster?
They're strong, dude.
They're
wouldn't break.
They're square and ribbed. They wouldn't, yeah. And they're
they have nails, bro.
Yeah, tiny nails with a tiny hammer. But they're also sealed too,
yeah,
so that varnish wouldn't come off in my asshole.
Mm-mm. You could poop on that all day.
Yeah, and you can just wipe it right off.
No, it's Gollum of Akron and not Woody Goblin.
Yeah,
I can see how you'd make that distinction because you're very clever.
What do you mean?
I just said a compliment.
Whoa, Woody
I just
Goblin.
Gave you a compliment.
Oh, I can't tell, man. We're so backhanded to each other. You can't see the fucking forest from the trees anymore, you know.
Light side, dark side.
Does he hate me? Does he love me? Who knows? Who knows?
I'm Sidious and Palpatine.
You really are. No, I haven't really been doing much, man. You know.
Oh,
just
tell me more.
No, I got a Monsters game on Saturday, which will be yesterday.
Ooh, future plans.
Yeah, I'm stoked for that. Going to a cabin in April.
Well, who gave you a cabin key
for a couple days? Oh no, you can like rent them online, dude.
How much is this cabin?
It's like $135 a night.
For how many nights?
Only two. Friday, Saturday, be back Sunday. It's in Hawking Hills near like Old Man's Cave and all that stuff.
When'd you go there?
end of April-ish, like the 24th and something else? No, the 20th. The 24th is March 24th. Oh, that's the Monsters game. Got a lot of things going on in my brain. Seeing Hollywood Babylon on in like a couple weeks live.
Where?
I think it's House of Blues. Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith.
You get your ticket?
Yeah. Yeah. Me and V are going.
That is so cute.
Yeah. So, see, man, I'm doing stuff.
What do you do this week?
What am I? What did I do this week?
Well, that's what you always ask me. So, it's like stuff I've already done or
no, you
doing.
Are like, I got future plans. In a week, I'm going to have 4 days off. I'm making a fucking table for my Woody Goblin side.
Oh, you're not getting any equity in the table now.
I never wanted any.
You did.
Yeah, Tony.
When I was like, dude, if I build this table, you know it's going with me. He looked at me like, you're going to kill my cat and fucking cut my head off?
That never happened, and neither did his tone when he said it. And he's like, so, like, hey, man, like, if we do, like, a project together and you do, like, some sanding on it, I hope you understand that, like, I'm going to take that if and when I move out. And I was like...
Oh, no. I forgot. His first response was, oh, if you move out.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, when you leaving.
No. That was a while ago when we had that talk. I'm saying the fucking... Like, that's how you came very, like, hey, man, like, I don't want to be, like,
a
douche.
I didn't want to be a douche.
But when you said it just now, you're all fucking Mr. Big Nuts.
No, yeah. No, just because we've already discussed
like, hey,
it and had a good
if I'm
going to
make a table, you got no equity in it. Ha! And then you slam a door in my face or some
well,
shit.
Well, no, it's only because we've already discussed this and you understand, but I gave him the option
to the listeners I want
to opt in. I said,
mean?
If you want to pay half on materials and help out more than just sanding.
Oh, you never said anything about materials. You said about fucking helping with like the project itself.
Yeah.
I know I'm throwing out money now.
No, I'm saying if you're going halves and halves on it, I'd buy you out of whatever you put in later.
Yeah. Me and Tony got that going good for us. We're like,
yeah,
hey,
it's a
man,
great system. We're great friends.
Yeah, well, I bought paper towels and I just hold out my hand. He's like, how much were they? And I just look at him like, come on.
Come on, drop it in.
Yeah. Ass, grass, or ass, man. That was two asses.
And I just put my ass in his hand.
Yep, and I'm like, consider us square.
Great. I don't want any of it, but thanks.
Yeah, no. We had game night over the weekend. That was a blast. And then, you know, it's kind of early since then. So, like, yeah, been watching a lot of stuff, watching a lot of movies. Haven't really been playing many video games.
I'm not trying to put you on the hot seat, baby.
No, it's cool. I can be in the hot seat, dude. I can take the fire.
I'm not trying to fucking push you under the coals.
No, reading comics and stuff like that. Doing some research for the old show that we're doing now that we haven't even got to yet.
Yeah, can we do a segment where we do the lineage of phrases?
How do you mean?
Like,
Forest from the Trees?
Yeah, Forest from the Trees. Or
I can
fucking
take the heat.
You know, what's it?
You
what's
know, there's
another one.
There's a podcast that does that. It's called Edumacation. Their last episode, they actually just went through a few phrases.
That's all they do?
No. It's a segment. Like, it's just.
Oh, I didn't say this was an original thought in the universe.
Reoccurring segment, though.
Oh.
Where they like to talk about, fuck, I'm trying to think of one, like, knock the wind out of your sails. Like,
yeah,
that's
dude.
That's
idioms and shit, bro.
That comes from, like, you know, people sailing.
You
want
to do idioms?
Yeah, we'll call it Idiots for Idioms.
Idiots, idioms.
Sure, if take out one of the words, whatever.
Way better.
Idioms. Knock, 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 knock. I did good. I'm like throwing him little chocolates.
Oh, yeah, because I'm fucking like, I don't know, the dude from Goonies. Sloth.
Yeah, that's his name.
Thank you, Chunk. Yeah, guys, you heard it here. Everything I say sounds like Chunk is fucking, not Chunk.
Sloth.
Sloth.
Yeah, man, don't be mean.
You're like Chunk.
Yeah, I am like Chunk these days. Woo! Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been trying to diet. I ate like half a thing of fucking ice cream last night.
I was proud of you. What do I see in the fridge, though? I thought I saw myself some fucking...
Strawberries?
No, way worse than strawberries. Oh, hat packets.
Oh, no, those are Josie's.
They're his. They're
no,
his people.
No.
I see it on his lips.
No,
He's licking them.
Yeah, I got ham and cheese and fucking like the crispy, crunchy, tender, flaky crust coming on my beard. That sounded weird.
Boy, you really remembered that product.
Hell yeah. Well, crispy, crunchy, tender, flaky Christ.
Why do you have...
Used to be an Under Dead Sky song. So that's why I remember crispy, crunchy, tender, flaky crust, which is the Hot Pockets slogan.
So...
It's a mouthful right there.
It's in
dude.
Our freezer because you went you went to the gas station last night.
No, we went shopping and then she was like, hey, I'm going to get Hot Pockets because you want any. I was like, no, I'm cool because I'll end up eating two of them. You remember back in the day when I used to do that at the old house?
Two Hot
like,
Pockets.
You're like, you're making two? You're like, the whole box? I'm like, Pauly whole box. That's
yeah.
what they call me. Yeah, just the other night, Sunday, I had Chipotle and a full box of fucking Velveeta shells.
Yeah, baby.
To myself.
Fucking kicked it.
And I put Parmesan cheese in it and sharp cheddar on top, dude. Ooh-wee. I'm just like trying to gain mass. I'm just trying to feel.
I love it.
I'm trying to get gravity to me.
I love it. I thought in my mind you'd get a little more humble if you got a little bigger, but it's kind of going the opposite way.
Yeah, I'm just like, I have nothing to prove.
you're like nothing phases me. Mm. I have nothing but fucking contempt. I will speak my mind.
Because I'm fucking fat now.
But look at me, dude. Most jolly dude you've ever met.
That is fucking way
just
untrue.
Just a sweet teddy bear.
You are a walking rain cloud.
No.
Yes.
Only when you're not, you know, getting me happy.
Only when you're around. No, I mean, like, yeah, you're a pretty depressed guy.
Never.
No, yeah, you're right. Rays of sunshine. What am I thinking?
You know what they think of me at work? Like the nicest, most patient, like happy guy.
Yeah, you give all your smiles to them, and you don't have any for me when you get home.
Every last like glimmer of hope for everything.
I can totally understand that, and I appreciate your still energeticness to do this show. You really pull out the good.
Appreciate my service. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you for your service. Wow. Some military guy's like, fuck you.
I said appreciate.
That's like the same thing.
Nah.
Why? Because it's not the actual like wording of it? Because
thank you for your service was a fucking movie, not appreciate you for your service.
That's not why people say it to people from the military. They can say that like, thank you for your service. Like, oh, hey, I appreciate your service. That's the same thing. You could do the same thing. They wouldn't be like, hey, that's not the fucking saying.
Oh. Fuck. Hey, but if you think I'm a gloomy rain cloud, why don't we discuss it?
Go ahead. What's up? What are you sad for?
I'm not. I just wonder why you think that.
You think what? What is this card you're playing right now? You're like, no, I'm never depressed.
I've never been sad ever.
I walk in fucking clicking my heels, jumping, skipping, doing whatever. What are you depressed? How?
You know, I never said I was always happy, but like you're depressed too sometimes.
Yeah, I get in bad moods. Who doesn't?
So what are you fucking ragging on me?
I'm not ragging on you. I'm just saying that,
you call me a gloom cloud.
Yeah, because you're like, I'm a ray of sunshine. I'm like, bullshit.
Couldn't you say, no, you're rainy sometimes.
You're like England. Foggy a lot, you know?
I'm like England?
That's like in between, yeah. Foggy, kind of rainy sometimes.
You're like Iceland.
Green, thank you.
No. Oh, no, Greenland.
Ah, you idiot.
Greenland.
The names tricked them, everybody. Wow, we have not talked about anything. It's 17 minutes in.
You're like the Road of Bones in Russia.
Okay, I'll take it. You're like the Autobahn in Europe. I don't know what you're saying. That's way better, dude.
Yeah, unlimited speed limit?
Yeah, you're just fast. That's it.
I'm fast and smooth.
It's probably riddled with potholes.
Nope.
Yeah.
Road of Bones is made of dead truckers' bones and slaves' bones and blood.
Wow, that's rad.
Yeah, and it's just through like a cold forest of mud. It's like the
in all honesty,
the sadness forest that kills Ortex.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, fucking. If I had to write a foreword to like someone like wrote your biography, that's what I would say.
What?
That like he was like a road of bones and blood that led to the forest of sadness.
Oh, I would just put a under construction, coming soon, still loading sign over your biography. Yeah.
Wait, so this is only online? I was writing a forward for a book for you.
Nope, yours will just be funny because it'll look like you're a website that never was.
Yeah, that's true. Basically what it is.
Just sort of an unfinished prototype.
Think of when someone dies that they have like a digital grave site with Facebook.
They do.
That's so creepy.
Forever young.
And like you can get like bots will take it over and start sending people ads, so they get ads from like their dead moms and shit. Fucked up, man.
I'm going to delete mine. Upon my death, I'll give all my passwords to one sacred person in my life.
That's not me.
No.
The cat Paul?
What, am I yours? No, not to cat Paul either. Probably to my dad or my brother. Hmm. What am I on yours?
Wait, why are you, in your will, you're going to be like, here's all my passwords.
Wouldn't you?
Have fun on my Pinterest. Like, who the fuck cares?
Oh, I would want them to just delete the accounts so they don't get fucking haunted by me.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that would make sense.
I understand that. But I'm not on yours.
Why wouldn't you give that? Like, I wouldn't care who that is. I'd be like, hey, upon my death, here's all of my passwords. Like, delete my accounts? Sure.
Maybe I was just thinking I'd include it with my will.
Oh, okay. You'd probably be on my will.
What?
I'd probably give you something.
You don't have a will.
I said you'd probably be on mine if I did.
Oh.
But, I mean, like, who knows? Like, it wouldn't be, like, money or anything like that. It'd be something like, you can have my DVD collection.
And I would go, forward it to the exchange. I'll meet it there.
Oh, dang. Wow. You wouldn't keep all my DVDs?
I'd keep about 20 of them.
Really? You give them, you'd be like, wow, this is like all I have left of them.
No, I would DVD always collection. Have my memories of you until my mind deteriorates into mush.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't.
And
really.
Then we all fade, don't we?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'm not like super sentimental when it comes to stuff. I will just be like, well, this person's gone, but I remember him. Goodbye, all everything that they had.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
No, like it's a... You know, life and death is relative, so...
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope. All right, so...
What? Oh, man, we were just getting deep into the fucking stars.
Yeah, deep into the stars. Anyways, yeah, we don't...
Oh, now you're gonna jam me up?
Yeah, so news. they're making a Grudge reboot, Tony. How do you feel?
Oh, not good.
Yeah, isn't that insane, like, how quick that is a reboot of?
That's pathetic.
And it's a remake of a Japanese movie?
Yeah, I don't like that
what
at all.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at my fucking list.
For news? You got news written down?
No, I have my fucking list of things, like, to look at.
What are you looking at? No, I'm saying, like, what do you... Like, you got news up there? We're in news right now, bud.
Yeah, I know.
We're newsing it. We're newsies.
You just have news about shit you know I don't care about.
Whoa, dude. We gotta talk the news, man.
Tell me what your next news story is.
All right, have you seen the trailer for Under the Silver Lake?
Son of a bitch.
Have you?
What kind of B-movie is this?
It's from A24 Studios.
Uh-huh.
They're cool. You like them. Ghost Story. Fucking Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will. Director of It Follows. It stars Andrew Garfield. So basically, like, the trailer starts out, and, like, Andrew Garfield's this really awkward, nerdy dude, and he sees a really pretty girl, and she's like, hey, I saw you admire me. They get together, and, like, it shows fireworks, and it's
sucking
all cool.
Sucking and fucking?
Yep, sucking and fucking and touching.
Mm-hmm.
And they see, like, you know, they show fireworks. Obviously, they hit it off that night. He's like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. Goes to her apartment. Everything's gone.
Cool.
So it's, like, this, like, weird noir thriller about, like, basically what it seems like, a dude with psychosis seeing things in the world that are leading him to this girl but aren't actually doing it. He's, like, piecing together conspiracies from nothing, basically.
Oh, I love that.
So there's one thing. It's two squares, but they're turned on their sides, so diamonds together. So they almost look like really badly drawn glasses. That's the only thing he really finds in her apartment. And this dude's like, this is a clue. So his whole life becomes consumed with trying to find clues to find out what happened to her, but he's kind of just, like, dealing with it in his own head, basically. He's, like, making these up. It looks fucking weird, but it looks really cool.
Is this out now?
No, it's coming out. I think summer 2018. That's like a movie.
Oh, son of a B.
But yeah, I thought that looked neat. You should check out the trailer. Under the Silver Lake. Deadpool 2 outscored original in test screenings.
Did it really? I heard it was shitty.
From who?
I was reading it.
Where?
Ain't It Cool News.
They said it was bad?
They said the initial screenings, yeah, that people were kind of like lackluster.
That's weird because I read an article that said that Deadpool 2 outscored the original in test screening. So, like, they're showing it, and people said that, like, it's getting more of a acceptance.
I know what all those words meant.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You were looking dumb as hell, so...
No, I was not! I was looking debonair and smooth.
He had a really stupid look on his face.
I was copying you. I was trying to fucking mimic you.
Yeah, I was trying to be a Mia.
What? A what?
A Mir?
Oh, I thought you said a Mia. I was like, is that a singer I don't know?
No, it's not. But yeah, so how do you... So you're not excited for Deadpool. All right, so Predator Reboot... goes for reshoot.
Oh, it's not perfect the first time.
I feel like everything gets reshoots. We just now hear about them. I think everything has.
So does everything suck?
No, I just think that, like, they test it and they're like, ooh, you know what? We could use a little fucking cartilage here. Let's go reshoot a scene.
Heard Carnage is not even in the movie Venom.
Yeah?
And neither is Venom.
Well, in the trailer, yes.
No. Someone said that there might be less than 5 to 10 minutes of actual fucking Venom. That it will all be displayed as, like, veins or fucking tendrils, like, on his, like, arms and shit. Not tendrils that come out, but just, like black veins.
Okay, that had to have been someone, like...
Dude, someone from the fucking, like, production kind of said, like, you're not going to get as much Venom as you think. It's more of, like, the story before.
I don't understand why they need... why they would ever feel the need to do that. But I also think that might be troll. But
hopefully not.
It might not be, but who knows. I mean, like, if that is the case, like,
they
what
had no
the fuck,
footage to give us in the trailer.
What the fuck's the point? That's probably because they haven't done any of the CGI.
Why would they release such a shitty trailer?
I agree. Like, why take, like, one of the most possibly the most anticipated film coming out of there other than, like, Spider-Man movies and be like, you're not going to see him at all. Like, not even a tooth.
Nope, nothing.
Not even a goddamn hand. The hand isn't even that cool. I would just like to see the white square on top of his hand. I'd be like, hell yeah, they're doing it right. That's probably going to look like Venom. Nothing. That's what I would think. Yeah, no, it's him just like, black veins and cut. Yep. Venom. Who knows?
He might get angry.
But yeah, so the Predator is doing some reshoots right now. But I don't know. I'm kind of stoked for that. It's probably going to suck, though.
Oh, is Arnold in it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he has anything. But there's supposed to be a trailer soon, I'm assuming, after they do the reshoots. That's kind of crazy, though, if you like can't drop a trailer without doing reshoots.
It's pretty pathetic.
That's like that seems kind of, I don't know.
That's a real warning sign.
Oh, I got a good one for you. Possible sequel to Backdraft.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called Re-Backdraft.
Shut up, it's not. Re-Backdraft.
It's not.
Backdrafted hard.
Yeah, Backdrafted. That's probably what it'd be called. Backdrafted. It's after it.
Backdraft Square.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Have you seen the Cloak and Dagger trailer?
No.
It's coming out for this thing called Freedom. Have you heard of this?
No.
So, like Freedom Form or Form Freedom or some shit like that. Or maybe it's Freeform. It's Freeform. That's what it is.
Oh.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. Back in the same boat then. I'll keep paddling along.
Try your hardest.
Freeform's owned by ABC and Disney, but their Cloak and Dagger is a Marvel series.
I know.
Yeah, so that like the trailer looked fucking neat. It ends with him like holding like this black cloak basically, but it's probably a blanket and it's blowing in the wind, but it looks like the character cloak. I don't know, it looks cool.
And then there's a dagger.
Yeah, she's the dagger, and she has like a little like white crystal that glows. I don't know. It looked like a show that you would enjoy. It looked kind of like
I like that shit.
It looked kind of like Buffy-ish.
Ooh,
and you love Buffy.
Buffy and Willow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Did you hear about the Weinstein Company declares bankruptcy?
No.
Yeah, they're fucking
good. Fuck them.
They're only doing like I think television now. They had like a $500 million deal, and then the dude found out about all the debt they had, and he was like, "Fuck it."
Bye, bitch.
See the Sicario 2 trailer?
I saw the Sicario 2 trailer like 5 times.
What did you think?
It looks awesome. Perfect.
Yeah, Soldada. Is that how you say it?
What?
Soldada. S-O-L-D-A-D-A. That's what it's called. Sicario 2, Soldada.
I think it means soldier.
Okay, right on. Why are you like, fucking what?
Oh, you didn't understand the pronunciations, bruh.
How would you pronounce it, brah? You've watched the trailer 5 fucking times. Obviously, you've seen it a few.
I had to read it a few times. I don't read. Why?
Stop it. Don't look at me like that. Summer 2018, though. That trailer looked fucking sick. Fucking Josh Brolin's in it. You can't do anything at the same time. I thought you said you could multitask.
Yeah, you said what? Oh, not now. I told you I gave it all up.
Have you seen the trailer for Isle of Dogs?
Yeah, Wes Anderson.
What'd you think about that? You like Wes Anderson?
Yeah, I just don't like fucking like stop animation stuff like that. It's,
what the fuck? What do you mean? You're like an artist. You love that shit. Jerking off to Jack and Sally every night.
I'd rather see like Bill Murray and stuff doing cool shit.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, you know?
But what I'm saying, I don't know. You don't like that stylization? You didn't like Coraline?
No.
I'm kidding. That was just a bad movie.
Oh.
Actually, it wasn't that bad, but like, it's not good. But Nightmare Before Christmas, we watched that all the time together.
Oh, that one's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. The stop motion looks cool, though. Wallace and Gromit? Trolls?
Who?
I think that was what it was called. I don't know. It was like these box trolls.
Nope, never seen her.
Never seen her.
Never seen that.
Let's see what else we got. The fucking, all the Christmas specials?
Christmas specials? What Christmas specials? Oh, like Rudolph? Fucking, like, Abominable Snowman?
Yeah, that one, fucking, like, Santa Claus is, like, stay home sick and is, like, depressed. Remember that one? Year Without a Santa Claus.
No, never saw it.
Oh, really? The little guy's like, I want to be a dentist. He's an elf, mm-mm. And, like, him and Rudolph fuck off to, like, the South, and they have to get Heat Miser and Freeze Miser, and they sing that song. I'm Mr. Heat Miser. Never heard that?
I mean, with all this immense detail, I still never saw it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
There's another one that's really cool about like how all the holidays are.
It's
called Nightmare Before Christmas.
Get the fuck. All right.
So maybe. Isle of Dogs, you're kind of mad. I thought it looked dope. I thought it's a cool concept too. It looks like a Chinese kid loses his dog and then flies to their island, and then like these dogs all speak English, but they can't understand him. So it's like the opposite perspective of like when we find a dog.
Yeah.
I thought that's a cool concept. I don't know.
It's very Wes Anderson. I think it's going to be fun, but I'm not like super pumped on it.
But you hate it. I got it. All right. Ugh. You see the trailer for Wildling? This looked dope.
No.
Okay, so like,
don't give it away. I want to see it.
It's a trailer. Fuck yourself.
Oh, you're going to jam me up.
Since you don't fucking watch this stuff.
Why don't you watch it with me? When are you doing this in private?
I gotta give you the. I did it today before you got home.
Well, then fuck me, right?
You were gonna eat, then we had to start, man.
We didn't have to start, man.
Tight
schedule. You could have said, watch these five trailers.
Tight.
It's not tight. It's very loose. We're fucking literally loose butthole at a half hour into this bitch.
Yeah, I know. Well, that, yeah, but no, starting it, we had to, you know, get on that schedule, dude.
Right.
All
right,
so Wildling, they find this girl, fucking, who's, Steven Tyler's daughter?
Liv Tyler.
She's, like, a cop.
Yeah.
And they find, like, this girl that was, like, in her father's attic for years and years and years. And then, like, throughout the trailer, like, people are like, oh, yeah, that was a girl that was, like, her father kept her in the attic. And you're like, oh, shit, it's, like, a hostage situation. And they open a window, and she's like, hey, can you shut that? And, like, Liv Tyler's like, why? She's like, the wildling. Or the wildlings. She's like, they're out there. And
yeah.
She's like, well, what are wildlings? She's like, well, my dad used to tell me that, like, outside were wildlings. So basically, like, telling a little girl, like, you can't go outside. We have to keep you in here and safe because these wildlings exist. They have really long teeth and, like, huge nails and shit. And then...
it was all just, like, what she thought.
Well, and then, like, she's like, well, have you ever seen one of the wildlings? She's like, well, no, I've never, like, you know,
yeah,
like, gone out in that night.
That's crazy.
That's dumb. Well, then, motherfucker, she like, escapes or some shit like that, and they fucking, and she finds a skull with the fucking teeth. Like, you find out that she's a wildling.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and then she escapes, and they're all chasing her. And, like, she's the last of the wildlings. That's why the father was keeping her in the attic. And he's also giving her the shit that keeps her a child so she wouldn't mature and, like, freak out and kill everything.
What?
Dude, it looks dope. Wildling. Check out the trailer. It was cool. And then Furlough. Have you seen this?
No.
This looked cool, too. It's about a woman that gets out on prison leave for to see her dying mother, I believe.
Yeah.
And so, like, and her dying mother's only, like, fucking thing... that she wants the girl to do after she dies is never see her granddaughter, which is her daughter.
Yeah.
So she can't, like, meet her daughter and stuff like that. The girl that plays the Valkyrie in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, cool.
Is the cop that escorts her. Whoopi Goldberg's in it, and somebody else very famous. Oh, Anna Paquin. She plays the daughter. But it looks like a really funny, cool movie. Like, there's this part where, like, she gains the trust of the officer escorting her, and she takes her handcuffs off, and the officer's sleeping, and she, like, pulls over the thing and, like, grabs a clothespin, unhooks her handcuffs, and then runs out the fucking hotel door, and there's this guy, like, running a fucking, like, truck, and she's like, hey, can I take a ride? And he's like, yeah, sure, hop in. She's like, cool. And you're like, think this is where the trailer's gonna turn, where she goes off and fucks off, and you just see her get tased. Like, she's like, and, like, falls off the truck. It's awesome. But yeah, Furlough, that looks pretty cool too. Check out those trailers. A lot of cool trailers came out, and hey, it wasn't fucking like, oh my god, Marvel's giant dick was in my face, and I loved it.
Well, I heard that certain movies getting pretty good reviews. Pac-Rim 2.
Black Panther? I heard Pac-Rim 2. I heard Pac-Rim 2 was like, the actor elevates a shitty sequel, basically.
Maybe.
You just said you heard it was getting
good reviews.
What do you mean?
Well, from the nerdcore.
Is this where you start
From the nerdcore Reddit.
This is where you start sentences and don't know what's happening again?
No, I know what they're saying. Just drink your fucking light beer, fatty.
Thank you. Hey, man, two eggs, pork chop. I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to do better. You were dieting
for
a minute.
Go have some Velveeta, and you made fun of me while I was trying it.
Nah, because you're like, I gotta.
Oh,
eat.
You cook so much meat, you fatty.
No, I never said that. It was your mints. I was like, what's up with those mints? You're like, oh, well, they only have a couple carbs in them, so I'm allowed to eat these. I'm like, wait, what? Mints? Carbs? That's insane. You're trying to cut carbs like completely out.
No.
You found out your Altoids had like 20 carbs in them.
Yeah, I was chugging about 20 carbs a day of Altoids. All right, moving on from my recent fuck ups. Bitch, just shut up. There's a movie I saw the preview for called A Quiet Place.
Yeah, I've seen this.
What's it about?
Jim from The Office is in it, and basically you can't make noise. They don't really explain why. But
it's a
post-apocalyptic
world.
If they hear you, they hunt you. I believe is the tagline for the movie. But then they pour, like, salt or something? Sand.
Jesus.
Sand, because it deadens the sound.
How
the
fuck do you know that tagline?
What do you mean?
They hear you, they haunt you.
Hunt.
Are you a savant?
Mm-mm. Why is it? Is that impressive?
Yeah, that is it. You creep.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer like a fucking. They have that before every movie right now.
I don't go to movies.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Get out there, dude. There's a whole.
I'm gonna
world.
Go see Annihilation.
Yeah, you better quick too, because that thing is probably not. Dude, it's only at 10:30 p.m. at fucking Cinemark.
Oh.
Who the fuck's got time for that? Yeah, I'd love to go see a midnight showing. I'm going to yell at the screen.
It's really only that late? Damn.
This Kent has it earlier. It's like 3:40 or some shit. Maybe Hudson, too.
That's a bummer, though.
There's a couple of them that you can get like day showings, but it's midday or late night. You know? You can't like do like, a cool date night around it.
All right. Well, fuck.
But yeah, what'd you think of The Quiet Place? It looked cool.
That I love it. I think it looks cool.
I'm telling you, dude, Hereditary is still the movie that I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah.
That trailer.
That trailer's very scary.
Oh, that was so fucked up. All right. So let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. We did not do a genre 5, even though you said we were going to. Fuck y'all.
Liar.
I watched The Collector and The Collection.
Yeah, you did.
Have you seen The Collector?
Yeah.
All right. So it's kind of like a Saw-esque movie of fucking... There's a box, someone comes out of it, and fucking this dude, there's a serial killer, and there's this other guy that's in the same house, or some bullshit, and then he goes through all these trapped rooms. Like, isn't that the premise, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't find fucking dick out. It's a cool movie. I'll give it, like, a 6. Probably won't watch it again.
Right.
Maybe, like, a 5. But, like, it was cool for the first experience. In The Collection, they go in and explain more about that character. Yeah, it was decent. Wasn't bad. Wasn't great,
though. Yeah, an all right time.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was going to be something, like, dope. Like, oh, damn, I've missed this.
Yeah, this gem.
But no, I don't think it was of that level. What do you see?
I saw Alien Covenant.
Yeah, again.
Yep.
It's like the third time in like 2 months.
What?
I swear to God that you've watched that movie.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I'm just
fucking
saying.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of alien lore, if you must know.
I know. I've been telling you about it.
Remember I found alien out more.
Versus, alien versus Vampirella? Well, yeah,
I found out more, dude, about like how we don't know about... Hideo Yutani. There's these awesome YouTube videos of all about Hideo Yutani and Peter Weyland and fucking Charles Weyland and Bishop 1 and 2 and LB421 and the fucking Atons. I think that's what they're called.
What are the Atons?
Antons. They're like beyond cyborgs and what's her name? Fucking Winona Ryder was one in Resurrection.
Oh, yeah. But I thought she was just supposed to be a cyborg.
Antons.
Montan
no,
soup.
She was supposed to be a human. Then they found out she did have android blood.
Right.
And then they found out that later that her whole... Kind of like in Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
When those one people get wiped out.
Right.
It's the same concept.
They're like the singularities
her.
Or some shit.
Yeah, they came out of nothing. Like, they're random.
They just exist.
So badass. Mm-hmm. But no, I've been learning a lot. That's all.
That's cool, man. What'd you think of Alien Covenant for the 19th time?
Oh, that's good, dude. That's good.
You know what still holds
pretty
up?
Pretty good.
I know it only was released 2 years ago, but still holds
still
up.
Still solid as a rock.
Really holds the test of time, that one.
I only give it like a 7.5 out of 10. It's got lots of rewatchability because it's sci-fi and it's good sci-fi.
Yeah. And
but
fucking
Fassbender. But there are so many fucking things they don't discuss and don't explain, and it's... Kind of like you're watching just a dumb group of people.
That's what I kind of hated about. Well, that
oh, look at these stupid scientists licking the fucking alien eggs.
That was weird. But like, they wouldn't think about like quarantine or like breathing in the shit.
Yeah, like scanning shit from afar.
The air's totally breathable. Everything's fine. It's like, yeah, but what if you walk into a patch that they do?
Yep. Or he sits on one spore and fucking breathes it in.
But anyways, Prometheus, is that like they didn't go hugely into. The fucking space jockeys.
No.
Which was the whole fucking
reason.
And then
they wipe them out in the first 10 minutes of fucking Covenant.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, dude, like, okay, so they took the one cool thing about fucking, not the one cool thing, I'm sorry, but like a cool thing
a
that
really
wasn't
great
explained
thing.
Of the fucking original movies and then proceeded to show them a little bit and then
teeny
not
bit.
Explain them.
Teeny bit. And people make all these hypotheses about like, oh, the ones were villagers and they were not Earth explorers. The others were like tyrannical Earth fucking like, killers that would like go on almost like religious fucking like jihads and that's why they did that. And
you think
so,
they were bigger than the actual people too?
Yeah.
All right, so they
I
were
guess
like,
that's the theory, because they saw like tall ones and then short ones, but lots more short ones.
Okay.
And so then he killed them all though.
Yeah, no, dropped all fucking all the bombs on the planet. That was one of the dopest scenes of the fucking trailer, and it's literally like, bloop, bloop.
Dude, there's also extended fucking
I kind of hated that they killed the fucking chick.
David and Shaw.
Yeah, I was about to say, they killed Shaw off with a fucking, they're like, yep,
Yep, she died in the crash. No, actually, I fucking harvested her.
Yeah, she was a fucking alien.
He does bring up that, like you know, she was the only person that ever showed me that much kindness, and I love her deeply. And I was listening about a, it's a backstory of David pretty much trying to convince Shaw to sterilize the galaxy so that they can start, like, a version 2.0 of human.
Yeah.
And it's after she says no to that.
Wait, do you think that maybe David's the first cyborg that makes the Antons or whatever? Because he has
The Antons were designed by Weyland Yutani, but then they were decommissioned and, like, pretty much exterminated down to, like, one.
One Winona Ryder.
Yeah, but fucking David 8 is... He's just the fucking father of aliens.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much. He genetically engineered them enough to become what you know as a xenomorph.
Now, yeah, but technically the first xenomorph... I guess you're right. He wasn't the reason why fucking the xenomorph in the first one happened. Like, remember when the xenomorph comes out of the fucking space jockey? He wasn't technically like the...
That was like an imperfect version of that mutation. That's why he has all those different iterations alien.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, he's the first one that perfected it, because now every alien after that is perfect. And it's that's the one you saw at the end of Covenant on the ship.
Yeah, the first xenomorph.
Yeah. And it falls back to the planet.
Right.
Pretty much like, meaning like, it's still there on that planet, and then David gets the whole ship with two of those embryos aliens.
So are those aliens the fucking eggs?
The good, yeah, they're good. They're tiny baby,
right? So
head huggers.
Yeah, okay, right on.
They're tiny babies. So 7.5.
We watched Fanboys.
Oh yeah, we did.
I fucking love that movie.
I kind of love that movie.
That movie's really, really good. I really enjoy it. Highly rewatchable. I would say like there is a lot of cheese to it, so I'll give it like a 7.5, 8. But it's a dope movie.
I get tired of the fucking Star Wars puns by the end of it. But it is fun. It's a fun journey.
Seth Rogen's great.
Yeah, he's funny.
In both of his parts. Fucking, yeah. I got Jar Jar tattooed on my back. Dude's gonna be the shit. I tell you. What else you see? Tony's passing out at the mic right now.
I am a little sleepy. I also watched most of Valerian. Valerian's pretty cool. I know I'm on a fucking island saying that, but...
Visually, it's great.
I think it's so enjoyable. I hate the main characters.
That's what... Okay, so it's not...
It's visually... I'm giving it a fucking 6 out of 10.
I'm about to say, that's probably what I give it, but I mean, you're not alone on an island, and if that's what you think. Valerian looks incredible.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm pretty popular. I think, like most people, I'm a pretty happy guy.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm pretty sunny.
Yep. Sunny. Yeah.
Sunny side up.
Sunny side up.
A little greasy. Yeah.
Very greasy. No, that's me, if anything. I'm the greasy boy, not you. That sounded weird, right?
Yep. We're just going to move right on.
Don't address that at all.
You're just so greasy.
I slipped through his manly hands.
All right. Slide right next to him. Tuck in.
All right. You didn't watch all of this, but you saw some of
tuck
this.
Tuck you in.
Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Oh, Killing of a Sacred, go fuck yourself.
Now, I'm going to give Udi props because he talked to me a while ago about this movie.
Did he tell you to watch this?
No, I heard about it on the podcast. And then he said that, hey, I watched that movie, Killing of a Sacred Deer, because I think I mentioned it here. I'm not sure. But he was like, it's like the anxiousness of Mother without the payoff. And I was like, that's a pretty decent way to describe that movie.
Yeah, I would say I'd rather watch Mother 10 times before I'd watch this again.
Okay, you're not listening to what I'm saying, though. Like,
I know, you just said it wasn't as good as Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's how bad I think it is. It's 10 times worse than Mother.
Mother is fucking great, though.
Yeah.
Mother's amazing. That's a cool fact.
I don't feel it was as good as Mother.
Well, fucking duh.
Well, that's what I'm saying, baby.
You know,
dude, this movie sucks.
Killing of a Sacred Deer?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it sucks. It's a fucked up, weird movie. I think it's a cool experience. It's not something that I would watch over and over again.
I've seen shit like that.
Mother, I would, but this movie was just fucking weird, awkward as fuck. The score behind it is so fucking, like,
jarring.
Makes you want to be on the edge of your seat, and you think something bad's gonna happen. Like, it just pulls at you so hard.
Well, then you get
mad
at scenes. You're like, well, it's playing the evil music, but nothing's gonna fucking happen. I can see it now.
But then again, I mean, it's evoking emotion, so I guess it's what it's supposed to do anyways. I don't know. I thought it was cool, like, what it was. And It's bonkers as fuck. Like, you'd be like, what? Like, it, I don't know.
But it gives no humility, which I don't care for.
How do you
mean? Almost like watching robots do weird shit.
Humanity.
Yeah.
You said humility.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm so sleepy.
Well, no, I was confused. I was like, wait, what does that mean?
But you knew what I meant. You thought about it. You're like, yeah, they are robots.
Once you said robots, I understood what you meant. When you said it shows
so
no,
robotic,
when
dude.
He says it shows no humility, I was like, oh, what
dude,
do you mean by that?
There's never... Think about it. I don't know if there's only two or three scenes where there's actual genuine shock to statements.
Yeah, no.
Beyond
one
that,
really,
he throws his kid on the ground and fucking like lectures him to his face, and the kid's just like,
it's unreactional,
and just stands up and walks away. Like,
yeah,
10-year-old kid. He's like being vile to.
I don't know. I dug it. It was fucking weird, dude. It's such a creepy.
You
weird
want it?
Movie.
You wish it was. Yeah, you loved it.
No, it's just a weird. I just. You don't see that often. It was kind
no,
of like
it
a
is
nice
crazy, weird
change
different.
Of pace, I guess. Like, I don't know. Get
to a fucked up pace.
Yeah, get stoned and watch that movie. You'll be like, what the fuck is happening? That's kind of how I felt about The Room, though. You watched that, didn't
don't
you?
Don't give me... All right.
All right, hold on. So, it's Killing of a Sacred Deer. I'm going to give, like, a 6.5.
I'll give a 4.
Probably won't rewatch it, but, like, it is so awkward-y and shit. I'll give it a 6. I'll bump
we
it down.
We should watch Holy Mountain.
All right, let's do it.
It's scary.
Okay, anyways, Room.
You don't know what you just said yes to.
I did. Well, that'll be movie of the week next week.
Holy shit.
Okay. You mean Holy Mountain.
Oh, my boy's on the fucking train. Bingo bango. All shut right. The fuck up. You billboard. All
what
right,
do you mean?
So we also watched the
what
movie.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What do you mean? What are you saying over there?
Call you billboard.
Why?
With
is it bingo bango?
Catchphrase, yeah.
Name where that's from.
I don't know, some sort of bingo billboard?
Fuck yourself.
I saw it
ugh.
One time in a book. Newspaper.
Got it.
diner tabletop that has like all the fucking business cards under it.
To quote you, moving on!
All right, dude. So, I saw The Room.
Yes.
What a piece of shit.
Really? You didn't like it?
Yeah, didn't really go for it. Didn't really like...
Now, watching The Disaster Artist...
Absorb it.
Watching The Disaster Artist.
I see why they made The Disaster Artist.
But did you enjoy The Room then?
Oh, yeah. Knowing what was, like, verbatim and, like...
Because I almost think that I... Like, if you watched The Room completely front to back first, then The Disaster Artist, you probably would have liked both of them more.
Probably.
Yeah, because seeing The Disaster Artist, they kind of give you all the good stuff.
Yeah, they really do, because every crazy scene is in The Disaster
Right,
Artist.
Then you go back and watch The Room, and you have to sit through a lot of dog
shit. Dude, it's crazy. I've never seen a movie flow like The Room. The Room is the worst edited, worst dubbed.
Yep.
Like,
did you catch the extra sex scene that
dude,
was the same sex scene?
Extra sex scene with different cuts.
No, it was barely... They took out some stuff, but they left everything else in.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
it
they just
so
chop it up a bit.
It was so fucking weird.
This thing was like eating a fucking, like... tossed salad full of fucking like dirty dicks and buttholes. It was so confusing, and I just didn't really know what to think. Every scene was just paused by a shot of fucking San Francisco and then back into weird music.
You're
or
good.
Even weirder conversations. It's like I always bring this up to Paul. Like I read a review that they're like, it seems like an alien saw a movie and read a book about how to make a movie and then tried making a movie.
Yeah.
It's so wildly like not
human. I've heard
human.
That other places than you. Like that is how people just describe that.
Yeah,
fucking
it's not
movie.
Human. Like he's it's literally wild. Like, oh, hi, Mark. Uh-huh. Oh, so how's your sex life?
Yeah, fucking.
And Mark's like, oh, good, you know. He's like, oh, sorry, I gotta go. Like, and then he's like, where are you headed? He's like, see you later. Like, it's just like wrong.
Makes no sense.
That's the whole scene, and it has fucking nothing to do with the one after it or before it.
There's a plot point. Well, I don't even
it's
know if
bonkers.
I can call it plot point, but
yeah.
So, like, there's a scene where the main actress is talking to her mother, and she says that Tommy got drunk and hit me. And she's like, Tommy doesn't drink. And he's like, well, he did, and he hit me. And then they don't address that really at all again. Other people bring it up. But then out of nowhere, Tommy's on the roof, and he's like, I didn't hit her. Like,
I did not.
He, like, jubilee throws a fucking water
plastic bottle. Yeah.
And then, like, goes... Oh, hey, Mark. And then just walks over. And then Mark proceeds to tell him about a fucking, like...
A girlfriend problem.
Yeah, well, no. A girl getting beat up by her fucking boyfriend.
Oh, that was in The Room.
Huh?
That, oh, yeah, they are. They're on the roof, they're in the little chairs. And
yeah. He tells her about a fucking
girl that
got beat up by her boyfriend and like because she was dating 12 other guys. And dude just like laughs. He goes, ha, 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 good story, Mark.
It is crazy. There's two times when that happens to where, and this was written by Tommy Wiseau. Yeah, his reaction was laughter when it wasn't funny. Like, there was a time when his fucking, I think it was when his friend was like, yeah, I'm fucking sleeping with your girl, and like, I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, come on, Mark. I'm serious, though. Fuck you.
Yeah, then
like,
they get into it.
Yeah, it's a lunatic fucking script. It's lunatic acting. It looks cheaper than it needed to for $6 million fucking dollars.
Yeah, well, that's what
way cheaper.
That's what they say in the room, that it was around, no one knows how much it was.
Yeah,
but the
exactly.
room is fucking fascinating. It, like, I mean, not the room, the Disaster Artist, especially if you watch the room, that character, Tommy Wiseau, is just like mind-blowing.
Oh, he's a fucking alien.
So what do you give the room?
Like a four, three out of ten, mainly for like
hold
just
on,
its
hold
engagement.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Killing of a Sacred Deer got a 4.
Yeah.
So that's just a hair above the room?
Yeah, I mean, you heard it here.
All right. I watched Darkest Hour.
Oh, yes. Gary Oldman.
Yeah, he plays fucking Winston Churchill. I will say, if you dig his performance as Winston Churchill, you'll like this movie. Because there's a lot of it. The movie is long as hell, dude.
You into Churchill? You into Oldman?
Oh, man. Yeah, then you strap
Darkest Hour.
Strap the fuck in and fucking
that's great. Yeah.
Cruise through this movie. It's interesting as fuck, though. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
But, like, it didn't grab
me. Is it
me
on your drive?
Oh, no, I rented it. Yeah, it's already back to Redbox.
Oh, fuck me in the buttholes.
Yeah, dude, sorry. You could have stayed down and watched it with me.
I was so tired. You know I was tired, Mark.
I was so tired. You're tearing me apart! it's slow-ish. But, dude, it goes right into Dunkirk. It's cool.
Yeah.
That was neat. I was like, oh, man, I know the sequel.
All the same.
But yeah, and the kid from Dunkirk was in fucking Killing of a Sacred Deer. He was awesome.
That kid was a real freak.
Dude, he was good though. Like,
it doesn't explain shit.
It doesn't matter, but he was awesome, was he not?
He was. He was great. I wanted to pop that fucking
Nicole
kid in the
Kidman
mouth
was
the whole
good
time.
Too. We're talking about Killing of a Sacred Deer, by the way.
Yeah. Dude, I did. I mean, if his goal was, I guess, to unnerve me because I wanted to rip his eyes out.
Yeah.
I'd have tortured him to death with my fucking, like, bare hands.
Dude, that's like a fucking, I don't know, that's the sign of a good actor when they evoke that kind of emotion.
I know, like, you say, like, you know, praise the actor.
Not the character.
Hate the character, yeah.
Because if you hate someone, like, that's a good job that they're doing because that's what's supposed to happen, you know?
Yeah, because Malfoy was like, dude, I'm getting death threats.
Malfoy or fucking
Malfoy from fucking Harry Potter was
wow.
Like, I hated that.
I thought
no
Joffrey,
one wanted to see me.
I thought Joffrey might.
Well, like little kids were kind of.
Joffrey was a little kid and a piece of shit.
No, I'm saying little kids hated on Malfoy.
Yeah,
because that was their fan base. Game of Thrones fans were like adults telling Joffrey to go fuck it. He was a little like 13-year-old kid at Comic-Con being like, you fucking bitch, cut, fucking asshole.
Imagine being fucking.
And he's like, Mom, why?
Ramsay though.
Ramsay knew what he had coming. That actor is established. He knew he was
going to
be
so
eternally hated.
All right, so Darkest Hour, I give like a 6. He's great.
It's a 6.
He transforms. I mean, you don't see Gary Oldman anymore. It's awesome. He's really well done, but just fucking not that appealing to me, I guess.
Yeah, no, I understand. I told someone at work, I was like, it's not that much war. I don't think he liked it.
There's not any war.
Yeah.
I think they show bub shots of fucking like a town that got hit by tanks. I was like, that would have been neat to see.
Yep. Man, it looked like an epic one.
Can we watch the prequel to this shot?
I'd love to see people retreating for an hour or so. Nope. Okay.
Yeah, fucking Dunkirk was dope.
It was all right.
Oh, you're insane.
I'm not insane.
Dunkirk was good, man.
Dunkirk was all right.
Yeah. You got bad taste.
Blah. No, I don't.
I don't know why I do this with
my
you.
My favorite movies? Oh my God, they're some of the best.
Look at Kill Bill Volume 2.
What'd you say? Ugh, Kill Bill Volume 2.
Because why would it be Kill Bill Volume 2?
Wait, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But
that's what I thought was funny.
What's your favorite
movie? One that I like really like hunkered down on is American Beauty. And another one is Watchmen.
Well, that's why you act this way.
American Beauty is a fucking just an insanely cool movie. I don't know. It's just an awesome, like, journey with the characters, and it's just so fucked up, but it's very, like, one thing sparked that whole thing, and then, like, an insane thing happens at the... Yeah. I don't know, just really well done. They're like, did he just explain a movie the dumbest way possible?
Yeah,
he really... There's, like, a thing that happens at the beginning, and then, at, like, the end, it comes full circle, you know?
It makes everything happen.
Like, isn't it weird? I think it's called a catalyst.
That someone wrote a script?
Yeah. a fucking linear script, because nothing... I mean,
yeah, it is in
the
order.
The only thing unlinear is the beginning.
There's the flashback.
Yeah. I don't know, yeah, but American Beauty is, like, one of my... But yeah, that's, like, up there. That's a fucking sick movie, and it sucks to say now because Kevin Spacey's
rare,
like,
movies
I
that
like
you know the
boys.
Main character's dead.
Yeah,
they
from
announce
the beginning.
It. Yeah,
yeah. Well, and John dies at the end. It's in the title.
What was I gonna say? Oh, shit, I forgot.
Your favorite movie? I'm guessing
no,
because I was talking about Kill Bill Volume 2.
No, I don't care about that. about Watchmen. Someone was like, it's visually stunning, and it makes you think it's a better movie than it is. And he wrote this huge fucking diatribe about, like, if you really dissect that movie without loving the visual aesthetic of it, it's, like, horribly acted. Like,
I disagree.
The fucking
incredible.
That's what he says is the one
redeeming factor
is comedian and Rorschach.
So is Ozymandias, though. Ozymandias at the end, their explanation. And Dr. Manhattan, too, I think they all give great performances.
That's
Lady
what
Jupiter,
he was saying.
Lady Jupiter, I was kind of wishy-washy.
Jupiter and fucking...
The
Owl Man?
Yeah. It's
Hawkeye?
Owl Man. Nope, that's in Marvel. I think it's like Owl Man or the Owl or some shit. Man Owl, I don't know.
Man Owl.
Yeah, anyways, proceed. What's up? Comedian was fucking great. Dude from fucking Walking Dead, Negan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that there was counter-argument to that being like a super great movie.
Well, what do you think?
I love it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah,
I remember
fun.
When we saw the trailer and fucking Smashing Pumpkins came on when they blow
the
fire the out
fan,
of the thing. You didn't
yeah.
know that was like a fucking sex scene. And you're like, this movie looks insane. I was like, yeah, this just played to every bit of Tony's personality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was everything I wanted. Because
that was also before superhero movies, like the capes became like super hard into it.
Oh, yeah, but it was all practical effect for most of it.
It looked like 300.
Yeah.
It has that kind of... I started watching that again. I need to finish it. But like that movie fucking... That's a fucking cool movie, man.
Yeah. That, 300 like, goes way off the rails, and I forgot how like mythical it is.
It's also way dope. Like Frank Miller, like how they stylize his movies are just the coolest thing ever.
Oh, he's like the only artist that gets that great treatment.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Sin City's like a fucking visual representation of his comic book that is moving.
And it's like, oh, I saw Spawn. Barely any comic recognizable.
Man, yeah, Todd McFarlane probably like, fucking,
fuck
at least they
me,
made
man.
Him
like,
black, I guess.
Yeah, god damn, I got nothing.
Well, the actor and fucking...
I want to throw up.
Fucking, yeah, they said that Spike Lee is, Marvel was talking to him about doing a character called Night Watch. And he looks like Spawn, but it's from Marvel.
Yeah.
Spike Lee might direct a fucking comic book movie.
Wait, who's Spike Lee?
Like fucking Do the Right Thing, I believe.
You don't even know what he directed?
Malcolm X. I believe it's just called X.
Okay. You know he made those movies, or are you just guessing those two movies?
Unless I'm saying the name wrong. Hang on
a second. No, you're saying the right name.
So do you know who he is?
Yeah, like Do the Right Thing.
Fuck yourself.
And like Malcolm X and like Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, Boys in the Hood, yeah.
Yeah, bitch, why'd you laugh? I know.
No, I'm kidding.
Fucking Thug His Life, dude.
Actually, I don't know if he did what you just said.
Are you thinking about Spike Jones?
No,
the guy who did the fucking...
No, Spike Lee, I was right with fucking Do the Right Thing and Malcolm X. That was his top two well-known for.
Wow.
So there you go, man. I'm in. I'm hip. You don't know anything, though.
All right, this is your explanation, and you can't figure it out.
No, I just did. Yeah, he's going to be directing he's in talks to direct a fucking movie from Marvel, Nightwatch.
I don't care about that.
Do you even know who he is, Mark?
But listen,
who is he, Mark?
I was like, I don't care because he's never made an action movie, so, like, that I've seen.
Yeah, me either. But also, but I mean.
So who gives a shit?
Well, just that's a giant name to give, like, a fucking that kind of movie.
Dude, it's. I wish they'd give it to more no names like fucking Taiki or whatever his name is.
Thor Ragnarok, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I got through 9 episodes of Jessica Jones.
I know.
How do you know?
I counted them.
On
I
Netflix?
Heard you. I
oh,
heard you watching.
Off. You're like 54 minutes. All right,
he should be stopping.
Two.
Yep.
Episode
bed
two.
Has creaked. He's getting up.
He's on episode two now. All right, I'm gonna set my watch for another 53 mm-hmm. minutes. And yep, he's
don't
on episode three.
Pee
now.
In a bottle here. Don't want to leave.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm counting my watch right. no, so I watched the first like 9 episodes, and I'm not gonna lie, dude. I think you're gonna like it.
I think I am too.
Are you actually gonna watch it?
I mean, yeah, it's on my list, but it's like a few weeks down the list.
I'm gonna forget everything that I watched by the time you watch this then. Episode like 3 or 4-ish is where it like starts to really pick up.
3 or 4?
Yeah, about 4, yeah. It's slow, man. And I do not like the actress that plays Trish.
I know you don't.
I don't give a fuck about her. I don't care. She was a man thing. That's chick, dude.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was talking to Josie.
Wait, is there a lot of her?
She's in the first season, Trish Talk.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, is there a lot of her in this one?
Oh, fucking A, yeah. She's like a fucking, it might as well be called, like, Jessica Trish Jones.
Oh, that's Jones. A bummer.
There's a lot of her, dude, and I don't really care for her, man. But I'm not going to lie, this past episode, I was like, okay, she actually acted kind of cool in that. But I just don't really like her as an actress, I think.
All right.
Didn't mind her in Transformers.
You just got beef with Transformer Girl.
Yeah, I didn't mind her in Transformers, though. I was totally for it. Maybe I think it's because like her Australian accent comes through occasionally, even in Jessica Jones.
Oh, she was full Australian in Transformers, right?
Yeah, and then she was trying to be Southern and Man-Thing.
That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, bad. And she's just, like, it just comes out and it sounds weird, and I think it makes her sound forced. That's why I think I liked her in Transformers, because she sounded natural.
No,
like she's not having to think about an accent and act as how you would emote.
Right.
So, I think that's why I hate it. But, you get her origin story, Jessica Jones. Like, they actually go back and, like, show you a lot of stuff that you didn't know yet. So, although David Tennant's gone, if you like Jessica Jones, like, the character, do you?
A little bit.
So, you only liked it because of David Tennant?
Yeah, he was great.
That's, I remember you're like, dude, Jessica Jones is fucking incredible, dude. It's
no,
like the
I mean,
best
I
show
loved
I've ever
it.
Seen.
It was cool.
But, like, and I think David Tennant kills it in it. Jessica Jones season one is kind of, like, 6.5 for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
it's only like 7.5 for me. It's not like out of this world for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I give this along the same 6.5. It's way better than an Iron Fist, so you got that going for you.
Oh my god, Iron Fist, what a pile of shit.
What else you see?
Ugh. Oh, that's it, I think.
Hmm. I read 2 comics. I'm gonna go through them just real quick.
Yeah, I bet.
I read Civil War 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which Civil War, as you know, is one of my favorite comic books that I've
I do know.
You bought me a poster that took 5 months to get here from Canada.
Bingo, bango. That's how much I love you.
Oh, fucking billboard boy. Why are you saying catchphrases?
Well, just saying. You're welcome for the poster, bitch.
Bingo, bango. I think I got that from you.
Beep, bop, doop, doop.
No, I think I got bingo, bango from you.
Bingo, bango.
Yeah, because like, we'll do something fucked up, like when we're trying to like fix something. You're like, bingo, bango, fix as hell. Like that type of shit.
Maybe that's my completionist fucking phrase.
Anyways, so so Civil War, yeah, you got me that poster that took 5 months to get here, which I do love, and I wish we could hang, but there's no frame to fit it.
Yeah, no 7-foot frame for it.
I'm about to say it's like fucking like 120 inches by like fucking like 17 inches wide or some shit.
It's so much love you, it's badass.
It is badass, and I ripped the hell out of it at my old apartment.
Super.
Well, no, it's because the nails tacked up. Remember I had the fan going all the time, just ripping posters off the wall. I'd just be sitting there
and I'm like, hey, Paul, it's only 89 in here. You're like, oh, turn the fan on. I was like,
well, when we used to record that,
I hated it.
The air conditioner on, because it sounded like fucking Say Bulba's Podraster. It's like,
You say St. Bulba's Podraster?
Yeah, St. Bulba's Pod Racer.
St. Bulba's Podraster.
Yeah, dude, I had a lot of coffee right before this.
Right.
But, like, fucking my words are just, not good to my
just
tongue.
A couple of mashed potatoes on your knees.
So, Civil War II.
Burp.
It wasn't a burp. I swear to God it wasn't. I would say it. Basically, the Inhumans find a guy.
Don't give anything away.
Fuck off. The Inhumans find a guy that he becomes an Inhuman. It's a human that becomes an Inhuman. That's how all of them start. A mist happens, and if you have the Inhuman gene in you, it manifests. He can see the future. So
that's good.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. people find out, and Captain Marvel, which is the girl.
She's hot. That's Brie Larson.
She finds out about him, and she's like, oh, shit, like, we can stop things from happening because we have this person that sees what's happening. So they find out that Thanos is going to come to Earth.
What's her power?
She's like fucking Superman of Marvel Universe. She's just way strong, can fly, like is basically impenetrable to anything.
No, dude.
She's sick. So I can't wait for her fucking movie.
I'm so pumped.
The leader of S.H.I.E.L.D., basically.
Okay, continue. Thanos is coming.
Yeah, and fucking, it ends up that Jim Rhodes dies.
Oh, Rhodey.
Yeah, War Machine. Yeah, he gets killed in combat, and they think so did She-Hulk
okay.
at the time. And then, like, Tony Stark and all of them come up there, and like he's like, what happened, what happened, what happened? And they're like, well, they used the kid that you told them not to use that saw the future, because, like, who knows if that's the future, if not
yeah,
a possible future.
Yeah, you changed
future.
It by seeing it, yeah.
And not only that, if maybe he shows it to you and then you were reacting to it, that's why it happens.
Yep.
And so your best friend died because they did that.
Whoopsie daisies.
And he fucking goes nuts.
Bingo bango.
Kidnaps the fucking kid from fucking the Inhumans and shit like that. And then that's what breaks out the Civil War. She's like, we need to use him. It's basically like Minority Report. We need to stop these thought crimes that are happening. And then fucking like... and he's like, no, we can't do that. We don't know if it's right. And you find out throughout the storyline that the kid is wrong occasionally.
Oh, cool.
So who knows like what's happening. But what's really dope is that he reaches this one state, the kid, where like no one can talk to him around him. And he just goes into this insane future. And this fucking old cowboy walks up to him, like it's off a horse.
Yeah.
And he's like, where am I? And he's like, what are you doing, bub? And you're like, no fucking way. And fucking the kid's like, where, what year is it? And he's like, what do you mean, what year is it? And the kid goes to do something, and you hear like snick and like claws come out.
Yeah.
And it's Old Man Logan from the comic books, Old Man Logan, which Mark Millar also wrote, and he wrote Civil War II. That came out way before Civil War II. So then he ties both of those books in together, which I read Old Man Logan as well before that.
Jesus.
So to my surprise, that I thought that was a standalone comic.
Not anymore, dude. And
then they tied it into the
universe.
Not
anymore.
So read Old Man Logan and read fucking Civil War II after it. It is fucking dope. Old Man Logan is, this, I think, is one of the coolest comic books ever. You would love it. You should buy it.
Well, maybe.
I'll let you read it on my iPad.
Yeah, dude, that'd be so sweet.
It is so fucking good, dude. Red Skull's the president.
That's funny.
He's wearing Captain America's fucking cowl.
Yeah.
This guy walks in and he's like, sir? And he's like, excuse me. Do you think it's odd that I wear my fallen enemy's skin? My wife thinks it's disgusting. And he's in his trophy room looking at Thing's hand, Captain America's armor, fucking Captain America's shield, like everything. Like he's like looking at all of his like kills. And he's wearing the cowl of Captain America, like mockingly.
That's awesome.
It is fucked up, dude. It is so good.
I think
it
sounds fucking cool.
The ending is mind blowing too. Anyways, and those are both free on Comixology if you have the if you pay for it. Like
all
it's
right.
like $5-6 a month. Like it's way cheap and they have a ton of awesome
you
shit.
You pay
on there.
For it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's $6 a month for like any comic I want on my iPad, which is the coolest way to read a comic, honestly. I like owning the comic book, but you never get a spoiler with the iPad. I love that.
Yeah, I get it. I get that a lot.
Yeah, and not only that, like, and also splash pages too. That's the other cool thing. If you don't know how to read a page, you're like, which one, which bubble do I go
where do
to?
I go to next?
They're
to the
like,
second
hey,
line.
Dumbass, we'll take you through, and then we'll spam back, and you can see what's happening. It's cool. It's like it almost makes it feel like a movie. All right, so both of those I give like fucking nines. Well, I give Logan like a 10, and Old Man Logan and Civil War 2 like a 9. Really, really, really good. Tessa Tony, watch Observe and Report. Go.
Yes. So Observe and Report, man, it is a strangely compiled movie. There's a main character that, I mean, you can easily just hate.
Yes.
And you have sidekicks of his that are equally just sort of like detestable, but silly, but still just like kind of gross idiots.
Yes.
And then you have a main character's like infatuation, which you get that he's obsessed with the wrong girl now, but he'll get a better girl later. That whole thing, like, it's predictable, but it's also weird and violent out of nowhere. Like, really violent.
The movie, yeah.
Yeah. Like, shit starts happening, and you're like, oh, it's kind of funny. You're like, my God, no, it's kind of gory for no reason. Is this... Am I supposed to be laughing? Is this a silly movie, or...
That's what I thought was kind of... I don't know, it's weird. Like, I almost like when movies, like, surprise me to where I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, It Follows, I understood, and they never gave an explanation, and I hated that. Like, Killing of a Sacred Deer, I was like, I don't even understand this. This is crazy awesome. Like, I almost like those, like, weird movies to where you're like, it makes no sense. It's just Eraserhead. It's like that. Like, you're just like, why is it like that? Who knows? But this movie kind of gave me that feeling.
It did, because there's no reason for this one to be so fucking strange.
But it's almost
way.
Like, is this super dark and dry, or is this just like fucked up? And it walks the line, because there's times when we both laughed out loud at that movie.
Yeah.
And there was times when we're like, that is insane.
Yeah.
I don't know. I dig Observant Report, and I liked it from the prism of age that I have now watching it.
I like it more now than I did when I saw it.
Same here, yeah. I thought it was better. I give it like a 7.
I'll agree with that, 7.
Yeah. All right.
7, you heard it here.
Yeah, Observant Report, yeah. I mean, that came out in like the fucking like knocked up age of, maybe a little bit before that.
Yeah, I don't know what year, but it was like, been like probably 7 years.
Yeah, it's that came out a while ago. All right, and then movie of the week we watch Handsome, which I apologize on the last podcast. Wow.
Why?
I apologize on the last podcast.
I don't mock you.
I apologize for the last podcast. I said what was it?
What?
Wholesome?
Oh, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, I didn't say
handsome.
Say humble?
Humble. Humble.
So did you watch Handsome?
Bitch, yes, I saw Handsome, not Humble.
All right, cool. Because last episode, you were like, oh, yeah, no, Humble's cool. That's with the fucking, and you
Jeff
said
Garland.
Jeff Garland, yeah. But it's Handsome, not Humble.
It is Handsome, and I'm sorry about that, folks.
I am too. I'm an idiot.
A bunch of dumb fucks, okay?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of dumb fucks.
So, Handsome, it's a detective show. It's a mystery. It says a Netflix original mystery, which I kind of hated that it said that in the fucking title.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's funny parts. I think it relies too much on awkward humor and fucking drawn out bits that don't pay off and they're not funny. It's that fucking Family Guy bullshit of like, let's do this until it just becomes so dumb that it is funny.
Yeah.
And now that that's played out, it doesn't work anymore. Occasionally it will, but when you do a movie with like 5-6 times of it, fuck you.
Yep.
So I did not like that about it. The movie itself wasn't that bad. There was funny parts. I give it like a 5.
Okay. I agree. Yeah, no, it was a... It was funny at small points. Jeff Garland is not the most, magnetizing main man. Like, he's not, like, he doesn't catch my fucking attention a ton.
Yeah, he's not charismatic, yeah.
Yeah, he's no Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He's a good side character. He's great. Fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm,
oh,
Goldbergs.
He's perfect.
Yeah, the Goldbergs, I love him, man. Fucking Curb, I love him, man. But yeah, him holding an entire movie.
Yeah. He's not charming enough, and he's not a funny enough actor to where it's like Chris Farley or something. But yeah, no, I give it a fucking same thing. What is it, 6 out of 10?
I said 5.
5?
Yeah, I think I said 5.
I'll give it a 6, because I liked it a little more than him, maybe.
I liked it a little more than Killing of a Sacred Deer.
I liked it a little more than that.
Yeah, his dog was cool. Wow.
Killing of a Sacred Deer gave me nothing.
You didn't watch it from beginning to the end. I think that fucked up your experience for the movie.
No, it really didn't, because I understood what happened at the end, and there was no fucking conclusion to why
I'm just saying
certain things happened.
But I'm saying the experience of the movie. Yeah, you're left empty-handed about, like, hey, what the fuck happened?
What is he?
Right, I understand. Yeah. But the experience of the movie of, like, what is happening? I don't know. I kind of look forward to that. Maybe because I just... Yeah, man, I think, like, I just like that... The seeing a new thing, it's taking me somewhere I can't tell where it's going.
I get it.
And that movie,
I mean, I think when I see Annihilation, I'll feel that way.
That movie's going to be way good, though, because you're probably going to get really good explanation and, like, everything's going to... Like, don't get me wrong. That's what makes a good movie for me, is when they take me to a place I didn't think I was going, and then
like
they explain
Prometheus,
it.
You want more explanation.
And then they explain it, and you're like, that is the coolest fucking thing ever. Like, I dig that. Like, crazy. All right. So next week's... next week we are doing... Sherlock Holmes. Do you have that? Do you own it?
Nope.
Okay, I don't. Well, we'll find it somewhere, I'm sure. I think I might have it. I can't remember, though. And then what was your Holy Mountain?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really wild.
All right.
Really, really wild. And it's old.
Old is how old?
70s.
Okay.
Trippiest
like Logan's
movie.
Run?
No, way more beautiful production than like Logan's Run.
Okay, Logan's Run isn't bad. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But I'm just wondering what I'm getting into. Like, is it that kind
of
like?
Have you heard of El Topo?
No.
Or Holy Mountain? Alejandro Jodorowsky. He was gonna do a Dune movie. There's a documentary called Jodorowsky's Dune.
Mm-hmm.
And dang, dude, I think Holy Mountain's a good movie for you. You know, just get in the right mindset, and it's a crazy ride. It's one of the most fucked up movies ever.
All right. You heard it here first. All right, so
Jesus.
Tessa Tony's going to be Sherlock Holmes.
Law, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Jude Law and Robert Downey Jr. one. And then movie.
So hot, Jude Law.
I like when he's like fucking like, and then I'll do this, 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 and this. And then it shows in fast motion. That is one of the, oh, that's so dope. And then movie of the week is going to be Holy Mountain. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
that
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the ideas. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.